We started off the Masechta with Oil Arbas, a boitkines a chometz. Rashi says, Kdei Shaloi Laver Bebal Yiro Bal Yimotze. Toises Kriktach. Toises argues on Rashi. And Toises says, it's not Kdei Shaloi Laver Bal Yiro. What are you talking about? Bito Baal Masagi. What are you talking about? So what are you doing the Bidika for? Says Toises, it's in order that Shaloi Yogoi La Ochloi. Toises even says, even when there's no Bal Yiro Bal Yimotze, you will have a din of bedika. What is an example where there's no bal yiro bal yimotze and you'll have a din of bedika? Chometz noiksha. Another case where there'll be no bal yiro bal yimotze and a din of bedika. Bittel's a good one, but there's another one. What? Teruvus. Another one. Toises himself says this is a machleges Rashi, me and Rashi. Chometz achar a Pesach. Toises says you have to do bedika. There's no more bayir rabbi yamatze, but shemi yavoi la'ochla. And Toises says Rashi argues because Rashi says itself bayir rabbi yamatze. After Pesach no bayir yamatze. Chometz noksho no bayir yamatze. Tavus no bayir yamatze. After you do bedika, there's no bayir yamatze. We'll leave that alone. What is pshat in Rashi? So we said two main mahalchim in Rashi. Mahalach number one is that Rashi is talking before the takana of bittel. But the Mishnah doesn't make mention of a need to do bittel. So maybe when it says boitkin or labasar, it means without bittel. Einachanami, once we do bittel, now we don't need the bedik anymore, but our Mishnah is before that. Now Rashi will still have to explain why in the Gemara there's going to be bedika if there's bittel and a chanami. Rashi will say it's a different explanation. But as far as the Mishnah is concerned, that was one shot in Rashi. The other mahalach in Rashi, which we found in three places, is that Rashi holds there's a din midrabbanan, a need to take care of Bal Yiro Bal Yimotze, and we're not sufficient with the bedik with the bittel. Ran Bar Tanura, Rebbeinu Yechiel brought in Toisves Rebbeinu Peretz. Ran says we're choishesh that maybe you did not mean your bittel. The Bar Tanura says, "V'choishesh, maybe you're going to be choizer on your bittel." And the Rabbi Yechiel says, "V'choishesh, maybe you're going to forget to do your bittel." All three of them are saying that we're worried about bal yiro, bal yimotze, midirabonon. You're right if you do your bittel. Midiraisa kipshuta, you're good. The Chacham said, but we're worried about it. So why are you doing bedika? Because of Bal Yiro Bal Yimotze. Bittel took care of Bal Yiro Bal Yimotze. It did, but it didn't. There's a dirabbanan Bal Yiro Bal Yimotze motivation to do your bedika. And this is the machloikas Rashi and Toisnes. Now, Toises brings rayas to the idea of Shema Yovoi La'achloi, Kikar V'shmei Koira. We discussed how to answer these rayas and whatnot. Now, what we did, and this is our own work, what we did is we tried to close the gap between Rashi and Toises. By learning in Rashi that Bal Yiro, Bal Yimotze is actually itself connected with Achila. We start off saying, Toises says Achila, Rashi says Bal Yiro, Bal Yimotze, blah, nothing to do with each other. But we did, in our own work, is we said, no, Rashi holds Bal Yiro Bal Yimotze, but Bal Yiro Bal Yimotze is Middi Oiraisa connected with Achila. We showed, for example, Chometz Noiksha. Is there an Isra Achila on Chometz Noiksha? Yes. Is there an Isra Bal Yira, Bal Yimotze, according to Tosfos? No, according to Rashi? Yes. Tosfos says, Rashi, what are you talking about? Where's your Makar for Bal Yira, Bal Yimotze? We said over from the Prima Gadim, I heard it from Rabbi Wachshel, that Rashi holds, if there's an Isra Achila, what automatically comes with? Bal Yira, Bal Yimotze. The two go together. Bal Yira, Bal Yimotze is, don't have a relationship with the chametz. Don't be chametz that you're going to eat or going to enjoy. According to Rashi, if I have a kikar that's in my house, I see it, I know it's there, but I can't reach it. Am I over at Bal Yira, Bal Yimotze? According to Tosfos, yes. Tosfos not before, but yes. According to Rashi, you're not over Bal Yira, Bal Yimotze. That's how Rashi explains what happens by Kikar v'Shmekara. I can't reach it. Bal Yira, Bal Yimotze is not a standalone Isser of don't let it be seen, don't let it be had. It shouldn't be something accessible. If it's not accessible, I'm not over Bal Yira, Bal Yimotze. We said another machloikes. What happens if you have chametz in your house and it's still in your house, but you have totally disconnected with the, not disowned, it's still your chametz, you've disconnected with the chametz. Are you over Bal Yira, Bal Yimotze, according to Rashi? What is an example of that? Bittul chametz. Rashi's dos is bittul chametz. You made a face at your chametz. Here we go. We lost him. Ah, Gabi's gonna do it for us. Shvach, Gabi, Shvach, Shvach. The pshat is you're disconnecting with your chametz. You're not over Bal Yira, Bal Yimotze. Okay. We come here to Daf Dalit Amin Aleph. Vashtei Daf Dalit Amin Aleph. The Gemara asks, Al mi livdoit? Maskir bayis l'chaveiro. Al mi livdoit? Al maskir livdoit? Al soicha livdoit? Says the Sfas Emes, if you ask me, it's going to depend if you hold that the reason for the bdikah is Bal Yira, Bal Yimotze, or the reason for the bdikah is Shema Yavoi La'achloi. If you hold it tells Bal Yira, Bal Yimotze, says the Sfas Emes, whose chametz is it? The masker, who's going to be over? The masker, he should have to do the bdikah. If it's Shema Yavoi La'achloi, who's the one who is at risk of eating it? Soicher, who should have to do the bdikah? The soicher. And maybe that's the Gemara Shilam, is the Gemara something. Good. We'll get there. Good. But that can't be the Gemara's Shaila, because the Gemara brings mezuzah. According to this, if the Gemara's Shaila is a lomdus or Shaila, what's Medika? Mezuzah is Shaychus Lakshin Kugel, my friends. No Shaychus. Do you eat Lakshin Kugel? Yeah? Huh? No Shaychus. That can't be the Gemara's Shaila. So what's Shaila the Gemara's Shaila? We start with Rabbeinu David. Rabbeinu David says, no one's over Bal Yira, Bal Yimotze. Not the Maskir, not the Soicher. Gemara's Shaila is something else. Even though there's no Bal Yira, Bal Yimotze, someone's got to get rid of the chametz. Who? We don't know. Maybe Hashem Yavala Achlai, Chvesnish. It's a din in the bias we're going to see in a second. Rashi clearly holds at least someone's over Bal Yira, Bal Yimotze. Because Rashi says, what do you have to do? Bittul. If no one's over Bal Yira, Bal Yimotze, there's no need for Bittul. Rashi holds someone's over Bal Yira. We don't know who's over Bal Yira, Bal Yimotze. Some people want to suggest a maskir. I humbly suggest the soicher. And then Rav Asher said, who's over Bal Yira, Bal Yimotze? Both of them. They're both over Bal Yira, Bal Yimotze. So we had suggested the mask is not going to be over, just like Kikur Mishmei Koira is not over. How's he over here? So how do you say the mask is over? So we wanted to suggest maybe Kikur B'Shmei Koyer is the pshat. It's be'etzem not reachable. When you have chametz in someone else's house, you call it someone else's house, it's reachable, it's just you can't reach it. Let's say there's chametz that's on a ledge that's 6 feet high, and you're 4 feet tall, you can't reach it. It's reachable chametz. You can't reach it. You can't reach it, that doesn't change. The chametz is in a matzoi place. If it's b'shmei koira, it's not in a matzoi place, it's not reachable. So then the chametz has to be. So over here says Rav Asher, they're both over. The mask is over, the soich is over, and that's the Gemara Shailov. They're both over by Rabbi Matzeh. Who do I put it on? Almi mutala mitzvah. Similarly, if a person rents a house to someone else, they both have an inyan of the mezuzah. The mask is bias, the soich is bias. Who do we put the mitzvah on? The Gemara compares the two shailas. This is the way that Rashi learns. Tosfos, however, goes a different gang. And the Tosfos Arash, Rezoicha to a Tosfos Arash, Arav Shoshana from Cleveland. He took this out of a museum in Moscow. Is that right? Bobby, you remember that? Museum in Moscow?
Yeah.
A Ksav Yad around, how many years ago? 20 years ago. This is a 20-year-old Rishon, my friends. We only got this around 20 years ago. From Cleveland. Rav Shoshana. Machon Ofek. He tells us that the chashash of Shema Yavoi La'achla is on the Soicher. Primarily on the Soicher. Who should do the Bedika then? The Soicher should do the Bedika. Why does the Gemara entertain the Maskir doing the Bedika? He doesn't have the main chashash of Shema Yavoi La'achla. Bedika is on Shema Yavoi La'achla. Says Tosfos Arash, because we're talking about that he rented him the house on which day? 14, the night before is when the Chiyuv Bedika started and it wasn't yet rented. So on that night, who had to do the Bedika? The Maskir wasn't rented out yet. I would think once the Chiyuv is Chal on the Maskir, so then Suloi Poka, which means it doesn't leave, that's it. Elechanami, the Sibas Hatakona is no longer applicable, but once you Mechayiv, you Bedika, you gotta do your Bedika. Follow through. According to Tosfos Arash, according to Tosfos, the Gemara Shaila is the reason for the takanas on the Soicher, but maybe because the maskir was in place at the moment of the Chiyuv, maybe he keeps it. That's the Gemara's Shaila. According to Tosfos, the Shaila is very specifically dated. The date is if he rents it to him on the day of the 14th, the night of the 14th. It was by the maskir. Now he transfers to the soicher. Does the chiyuv transfer? That is the Gemara's Shaila. According to Rashi, he asked Tosfos, what does that have to do with which day you rented it on? What does the maskir make to the chiyuv by our vasar? It's nothing to do with which day it was on. We said there's a different nigun, a different trop in the Gemara. The Ritva has a different trop. He reads it. A maskir by Islachaveiroi. He rented him on the 13th, he rented him on the 12th, he rented him on a different day. It's not a shayla when he rented him according to Rashi. Shayla is, who do we put the chiyuv of the bias on? By mezuzah, who do we put the chiyuv of the bias on? By b'digas chametz, who do we put the chiyuv of the bias on? That's the Gemara shayla. Lashon of Rashi is, al mi mutal. That's the Gemara's shayla. The Gemara's answer from Choyvas Hadar is going to be different, Rashi and Tosfos. According to Rashi, there was never a discussion of poka, not poka. The Gemara's shayla is, who do you put the chiyuv on? The Gemara says, by mezuzah, it goes on to the soicher. Why? Because we have a pasuk. Pasuk's not going to help you. Why not? Because the pasuk is telling us the chiyuvim of the bayis go on the soicher. Great. So just like we have a pasuk by mezuzah, the pasuk should also apply to bedikas chometz. Why not? Rashi introduces the pasuk with a svara. Sharei mashmartoi. Lefi shehi mashmartoi. Rashi is saying there's a special svara. Why it is by mezuzah that we give it to the soicher? Not just the gzeres hakasiv. There's a svara behind it. Because the side of mezuzah is shmira, it doesn't give a shmira to the side, to the maskir. So therefore, the pasuk is telling us that mezuzah is not a din in the bayis. Mezuzah is a din in the dar. And that the reason is because it protects him. But Bedika is a din in the bayis. So we're stuck with our shayla again. Who do you put the chiyuv bayis on? That's how Rashi learns. Now Tosfos understood that even if it's a din in the whoever, but there's a svara kiva shechal sulai poka. I don't care who it's a svara in. It's Bedikas Chometz is also a svara in the soicher because it's al shem avaloichlo. What was that tzad? That tzad was the maskir was chal. It sticks. So what's the Gemara's answer? Chometz adar. Tosfos uses one word that tells us that he's coming to cram something in. What's that word? Kiloimar. Anytime Tosfos says kiloimar, it's clearly telling us you can't read this on the like the simple reading. Can't take it on face value. What's the Gemara's teretz? Says Tosfos, the Gemara's teretz is that there was never really a chiyuv chal on the maskir. That's what Chometz Adar is. He's not talking about the soich, he's talking about the maskir. There was never a chiyuv chal on the maskir. If the maskir decides to stop living in the house, does he have to put a mezuzah up? No. It's never chal a chiyuv on the maskir. My bedikas chometz, even if I don't rent it out, I have a chiyuv on the bayis. Kivan shechal suloi poka, maybe. But over here, there's no chiyuv chal in the bayis bechlal. Because if I stop living there, I have to put up a mezuzah. It's not chal a chiyuv. It was never chal that you should say poka. Or not poka. Totally different pshat in the Gemara. Because that's not the way a mezuzah works. Mezuzah is not a chiyuv that depends on because I have it, therefore I have to put it up. Mezuzah is if I'm constantly using it, then I have to put up a mezuzah. If I'm not using it, I don't have to put up a mezuzah. So I see, if I stop living in it, I don't have a chiyuv anymore. So there's never a chal chiyuv on me. I'll give you a mashal, my friends. I'll give you a mashal for fun. It's for fun. A person gets married. There's a maisa kedushin. Is the pshat that because he got married then, therefore he's married today? Or is the pshat that every second, kol rega verega, is the kedushin is creating a chalos kedushin? Notice when I married her, it was July 4th, 1995. So is the pshat that I married then for July 5th, July 6th, July 7th, July 8th. Every day there's a new kedushin. But the pshat is chal kedushin, the kedushin is mamshet. You know the shayla? It's takira. It's takira. Mamish takira.
What happened to you?
It was only one day. No, it was only one day. It was only chal for one day.
When I buy a standard thing,
I don't know, I'm not sure. But this Shaila, I heard this Chakira in Pesach. I believe it's Reb Shimon's Shaila, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not sure. He asked Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan said, Azay? Okay, Mazel Tov. Just got married. Every second's a new Mazel Tov. I don't know. But my point is, mezuzah is not the pshat, it's chal on a chiv on you, you have to put a mezuzah. If I'm using it, I gotta put a mezuzah. I stop using it, I don't have to put a mezuzah. It's not chal, it's not poka. I'm not chayiv. I'm not using it, I'm not chayiv. The Gemara says, okay, we'll give you an answer. It depends on mesiras maftechos. What is Mesiras Maftechos Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos? What was the Gemara saying with Maseiras Matechas? Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi learns Maseiras Matechas is a Kinyan Schiros. Maybe it's not a Kinyan Karka for the Gufa Karka, but it's a Kinyan for the payrois on the Karka, for the use of the Karka. Because if I got the keys, what can I do? I can use it. I didn't do a Kinyan in the Guf. A Kinyan in the Guf is changing the somehow the structure. I put a shovel in the ground, I changed the Guf. I got the keys, I can use it. So the Maftechas is a Kinyan of the Schirus. Tosfos learns it has nothing to do with Kinyan. What it has to do with is who has the ability to do the Bedika. So according to Rashi, what we're saying is if there's Maskir and Soicher and the Kinyan happened before Yudalit, the Chiyuv is Chal on the Soicher. So Rashi learns the Gemara's Maskana was on a Soicher Livdoik. Unless there was no Kinyan by time of Dikas Chametz. Soicher, but is the way that Rashi learns. But if the Masker had it by Yudali, then it stays by the Masker. And Tosfos learns Pum Farkert. The Gemara's Poshet that it's on the Maskir Livdoik. It's just if the Soicher has the keys, the Maskir can't check. What do you want from the guy? He can't check. Therefore, then the Soicher has to check. So the Gemara is pushing out a Maskir Livdoik, but if the Soicher has the keys, then the Soicher checks. Someone asked me a good question. Can't hear you. What would be the din if I give you the Maskir gives the Soicher the keys on the 14th? The Maskir was foolhardy. What should he have done already? Bedika, but he didn't, okay? Spilled milk. Now he doesn't have the keys. Who does the Bedika? This is not the Gemara. He gave him the keys on the day of the 14th.
What we said is
is if he does a Kinyan on the 14th, then doesn't give him the keys.
If he gave him the keys on the 14th, if he gave him the keys before, then the Maskir has to do it. If he gave him the keys later, then the Maskir has to do it.
So according to Rashi, it's clear the Maskir has to do it. No problem. According to Tosfos, what's going on? He doesn't have the keys. He can't do the Bedika. Excellent. So, which is what I think Akiva is saying the same thing. You can't just throw your keys away and say, oh, I can't do Bedika, sorry. Figure it out, buddy. But then I don't understand the Gemara. According to Tosfos. So what is Maseiras Matechas? Tosfos says, really, the Chiyuv is on the Maskir. But the Soicher has the keys. What do you want from the Maskir? It's your Chiyuv. Figure it out. What did the Gemara say? Messias Mavdechas. It's not a Kenyan. According to Rashi, Messias Mavdechas is a Kenyan. Okay, there's a very clear change of Bailus. Now I know why the Sukh is going to be Chayiv. If he gave him the keys, because he became the Bailim. According to Toysis, what happened? The night of the 14th, he's got the keys. I can't do it. It's really my Chayiv, but I can't do it because he has the keys. So what?
And if it's Chayiv, it was Halon or no?
What?
Moses, whether his tea was Kalan or not.
What does that mean?
If the master's tea was Kalan, then those are transfers. So, now we're saying, if the tea came up then, it wasn't considered from the MFKF, then he had the tea.
Right now, the Sheikh was not yet, it wasn't yet Koina. There's no Kenyan. It's the master's, it's my house. It's my chiyuv. If I give you the keys, what can I do? I can't do the bedikah. Therefore, you have to do the bedikah. Why do you have to do the bedikah? You're not the seicher.
This whole question was: if the chiyuv is chal on the maskir,
why is the chiyuv not chal on the maskir?
Because he
doesn't have his keys.
If he gave his keys before, the chiyuv is never chal.
So you say threw the keys out the window. So then he said, if you do his keys to the window before you dial, then he doesn't have a chiyuv. Whoops! No keys. He does, right? So I give the keys to the soicher. He didn't rent it yet. So it's my chiyuv. So what's going on? So you have to say a vart here, Rabbi Isai. You have to say a vart here. The chazal were being koiveya. That the giving over of the keys, binoigeya to bedika, is like a kinyan. We didn't say this in Shir yesterday. It's a new raid today. In other words, it's not stam I gave you the keys. Like, klape! Bedikas chametz, it's called now. It's your bias. For bedikas chametz, your bias. I gave you the keys. Your bias. And now the chiyuv is never chal on me. If I give you the keys in the morning, chiyuv is chal on me. You dial it too late. If I throw the keys out the window, it's still my bias. If I give you the keys, chazal. That's what the bias is saying. Chazal is saying, klape bedikas chametz. It's your bias.
If you give your keys to someone and run away.
What?
If you give your keys to someone and run away, he has to keep a bedikah in your house.
What do you mean? Rashi, the text says only if he's right to the hachzik bevayis and the knaisa. Just end with this. We said one major nafkamina Rashi and Tosfos. What happens if he has two sets of keys? According to Tosfos, what's going to be? L'chori the maskir. According to Tosfos, he's able to check. Yesh lachir now, the way that we said it. But let's take Kipshutai. According to Tosfos, it's only if I don't have access to my house. That's not Vissin. Maybe that's called, it's your chametz, because only you have access. Stop Vissin. According to Rashi, the Mesirat Matechas is a Kenyan. You gave him the keys. You gave him a Kenyan. It's a Kenyan Sphirus. Nothing to do with only one set of keys. According to Tosfos, however, Yesh lachir, Ellie's bringing up. But Kipshutai, the vort of Tosfos says it's because only because I can't check. Before you dial.